Health authorities in Papua New Guinea say they've finally managed to stop the spread of a so-called superbug in communities near the Australian border. A drug-resistant tuberculosis outbreak on Daru Island has been causing international alarm since it was first noticed a decade ago. But thanks to Australian and international agency funding, an emergency response has managed to reduce the number of new cases and move towards eliminating the disease entirely. PNG correspondent Eric Torchik reports from Daru.
Currently, you cough currently.
Health worker Kyrol Kaysen is beginning his first tuberculosis survey on a resident of the island of Daru in the Torres Strait. He and other workers will screen almost all of the island's 18,000 residents to see if they have the disease.
Currently, you don't have any experiencing any fever with chills.
A new mobile X-ray van completes the process, so health authorities can find both the active and latent cases of tuberculosis. Dr. Paisan Daikolala is the Deputy Secretary of PNG's National Department of Health.
Anyone who is hidden and not yet clearly identified, then they are a risk to every one of us. And the point about this van is that we get to get an X-ray to everyone, and you know, we say hooray, you know, we jump up and down that there's no more, you know, TB at all. The risk is minimized to the point of eradication.
Per capita, Daru was the site of the worst drug-resistant tuberculosis outbreak in the world. On average, 9 people a month are infected with multi-drug-resistant tuberculosis. Researchers say the Daru strain of the disease is a superbug because it can be transmitted to people who have not had the drug-sensitive version of TB first. Drug resistance was also high in Daru because many patients were failing to complete the lengthy course of TB treatment. But Sonia Majus, the technical lead for the tuberculosis response, says almost every patient completes their treatment now.
Our loss to follow-up rate was around 30%. Now it's down to less than 1%.
That was achieved through an Australian-funded program to start treatment sites in the poor settlements where patients live. Health workers and counsellors visited daily to make sure patients took their medication. Dr. Majus says the outreach ensured patients completed their treatment and didn't contribute to increasing drug resistance.
If we keep this number very low, that means that we are able to account and treat all our patients, therefore we stop the transmission of TB.
The initiatives have been successful on Daru Island, but now authorities are turning their attention to other outbreak sites, including the populous and crowded PNG capital, Port Moresby. Dr. Tawhid Islam is from the World Health Organization.
Actually, it needs to be expanded and strengthened all over the country because the tuberculosis is a problem of the whole Papua New Guinea.
The PNG and Australian governments and new donor partners like the World Bank are now working on introducing programs like the ones in Daru, in Port Moresby and other affected parts of PNG.
PNG correspondent Eric Torchik reporting from Daru.